Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 18th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the brilliancy of the checks and balances built into the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide and one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. Unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. We actually stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the show. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Pray you had a God, family, country style weekend. Dr. Bradley, welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Sam, and good morning to everyone. What a way to start another week, right? And there's so much to talk about. I'm absolutely confident.
St. Patrick's Day was yesterday. Got to give a big old shout out to that, right?
Even the English are Irish on that day, it seems like. there's an awful lot of acrimony there, isn't there?
Did you have a corned beef and cabbage to celebrate, Doctor?
Actually, I didn't have an official meal yesterday. The greenest thing I ate was a piece of celery. I mean, we were on the road. We were taking some food to, I don't know, I'd call them, I guess, the poor and the needy and the sick and the afflicted. We spent much of the day traveling around delivering some food, and we didn't have time to stop and have a meal. And so I ate some celery and apples and some cheese and stuff while we were driving, and that's about it. So, no, I didn't have... I guess I should have, but...
You're supposed to have corned beef and cabbage, my friend. Come on now.
No, I mean, I'm here to tell you, though, something, and it's kind of like Cinco de Mayo. St. Paddy's Day in the homeland is not that big a deal. I had a fairly good, close Irish friend over the years, and he says it's no big deal. Or it's kind of like, what, a St. Patrick? Oh, yeah, that was today, wasn't it, you know? And it's kind of like Cinco de Mayo and the Mexican thing. We vastly over-celebrate it here.
You don't go get tamales for Cinco de Mayo?
What?
Come on. Tamales.
No, I honestly don't. But the fact of the matter is it's a ethnocentristic kind of celebration to build Mexican nationalism in America. And St. Paddy's Day is a big celebration in, you get to Boston, it's a pretty big deal, I guess. But no, I guess the homelands of the origins of these things are not such a big deal. And I almost forgot. I talked to some grandkids yesterday, and they were wondering why I wasn't wearing green. And I said, what?
I said, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
Don't you want the luck of the Irish, my friend, where you can have a leprechaun? You know? Come on. You got to get into this stuff, you know?
I'd like the gold the gold pot at the end of the rainbow or whatever it is. I don't know. Yeah. Is that an Irish tradition?
Well, speaking of a gold pot at the end of the rainbow, it looks like the Republicans who are against Donald Trump have a golden pot, and that's why they're against the Donald. Headline says this. I don't know if you know this, but there's a thing called a Republican Accountability Pack. It's an anti-Trump political committee. They received nearly 75% of its huge donation list from just six major Democratic donors, the Federal Election Commission records now show. So now you've got six massive Democrat donors donating to anti-Trump Republicans through this Republican Accountability Pack. Sarah Longwell, she's the executive director of Republican Accountability Pack, recently announced that, quote, Republican voters against Trump, I guess it's a campaign ran by the PAC. I guess they're going to be spending $50 million across six swing states to build what they call a, quote, anti-Trump coalition. So now you know where they're getting their money from, Doctor.
Well, you know, shall we be surprised? I mean, you stop and think about where these PACs are and their dark money and all of this Bravo Sierra that's going on, it really is. This presidential thing is a multi-billion dollar beauty contest. And there's a lot at stake because everybody thinks that if you get the presidency, which means you've captured the Senate, not the Senate, the Supreme Court. See, if you capture the Supreme Court, most believe that the Supreme Court basically completely, it's a, what shall I say, a constantly sitting Constitution Convention. It's not, can't, never has been. Only two ways to change the Constitution. They're found in Article 5. That's either through two-thirds of both houses and three-quarters of the states ratifying, or the states applying and Congress calling a convention and then ratifying the proposed amendments. The Supreme Court cannot change it, but many say that the Supreme Court is the Constitution. And so it's a beauty contest to change this nation. We are completely ignorant of the baseline principles that we are so blessed to live under. And consequently, we're losing them. So, yeah, would I be surprised? There's bazillions of dollars chasing the presidency. Would I be surprised? I've watched it here in Utah, where we live, in regards to the Bob Bennett connection. He used to be our senator. He was ousted in 2010, I think. Yeah, 2010. And they've been blowing on embers to try and convince Republicans to go over to the Democrat Party so that they can overthrow Trump and take over the socialist juggernaut that they're trying to put over everybody. It just happens all the time. So no, I'm not a bit surprised. And the money thing, big donors. Okay, we the people are responsible to do our homework.
Amen to that. And what I find funny is this pack, folks, is really funded by six massive Democratic donors funding Republicans who are against the Donald. And I find that very interesting because in some states you can't even vote as a Republican unless you're a, quote, registered Republican, or you can't vote in the primaries, et cetera, et cetera. And the amount of rules and money and manipulations they have around these elections are just startling. Every time you think, man, this thing's just an election fraud bonanza, you find out more. This is, if you're taking Democrat money to promote ideals and agendas that don't relate to at all what you claim to be and everything, at what point do you get elected on what, fake money or dishonest money or, hey, the Republicans put up their bid. Only Republicans in Utah can vote for them, but yet Democrats can fund their election and take them to the media and circumvent all the caucuses and everything else. That's what we're seeing, right? That's probably how Mitt Romney got elected, right?
Well, unquestionably, that's how Mitt Romney got elected. The Utah Republicans and the leadership of the Utah Republicans in the Utah legislature completely overthrew the caucus system in Utah after Bob Bennett was ousted by the Republican convention. Now people don't understand. Well, everybody ought to be able to select. We ought to be able to set a petition up. Well, here's the deal. We are a republic. Every single step of the way of becoming a republic, we took that step. We have been on that path. A republic is a representative form of government that acts within the limits and bounds of the Constitution. And so we choose representatives in the neighborhood caucuses. The people got together in the neighborhoods. They selected delegates. Those people were charged with examining candidates, going to the county convention, and then ultimately to the state convention. They would get with, talk with, evaluate, and as the representatives of their neighborhood. And everybody could come to the neighborhood caucus thing. Everybody. You could run for a delegate. You could be a delegate. I mean,
I couldn't. I'll tell you a little story about being a delegate. I ran down to my local municipality there, went to my caucus event in my, what do they call that?
Neighborhood.
Yeah, neighborhood, but there's a term, my precinct.
Yes.
And I went there, and somebody nominated me to be a delegate. And I'm telling you, the place found out who I was, and they all completely melted down. They literally got on the phone and called some guy in Hawaii and said, hey, Sam Bushman's about to become a delegate. You got to stop this. And they literally let somebody who wasn't even there, who was in Hawaii, over the phone throw their hat in the ring to be a delegate. And that person beat me. It's a long, complicated story. So I lost the ability to be a delegate, even though, I mean, I could have sued over this and probably won, but they literally had somebody not even there in Hawaii. They just said, hey, we know that Sam Bushman and others are running to be a delegate. We don't want that. We've got this guy from Hawaii. We're going to put his hat in the ring. And boom, he became the delegate. He wasn't even there. This is the shenanigans they go to.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and skip the break. Go ahead, doctor.
They probably have a rule that says that someone must be present to be nominated.
Go ahead and skip the break.
The point of the matter is, though, that they did not want you as their representative. Okay, now
that's
the
right.
Shenanigans they pulled to avoid that problem that you would have presented to them is something we can discuss, because they probably violated their own code of conduct, if you will. But I keep saying we get the kind of government we deserve. And we, the people, have
a selection. Yeah, the point is, if you want Sam Bushman to be a delegate, there needs to be enough Americans there to ensure that Sam Bushman is the delegate. And if
that
not,
exactly,
you know, we can complain
right.
all day long about it, but Sam's not a delegate, not because Sam's a bad guy, but because the people who believe in Sam weren't there enough to make that happen. Now, this other guy became the delegate and everything else. But I realize that we complain that it's rigged. And to some degree it is. But if we had enough of our people in place, it wouldn't be rigged, doctor. That's the point. We've simply been derelict in our duty for so long as citizens to where now we believe the system's been shanghaied. And to a great degree, it has.
No, there's
but it's
no
nobody's
question.
Fault but our own.
That's exactly the point I try and make. If there were caring Americans that loved liberty, they would participate in this process from the very bottom grassroots level on up. And I have personally been excommunicated, I call it. It's not the official term, from the Republican Party. I mean, this happened years ago, and there's a long story to that, too. But the fact that, and by the way, the next time they got an opportunity, my local delegation, my local precinct, voted me in to be not only the county delegate, the precinct chair, a state delegate, a central committee member for the whole Republican Party. They wanted me there, and they did it. But the Republican Party did not want me there, and so they ended up expunging me from the party. But the fact of the matter is, it is the parties oftentimes that manipulate this, but with enough people, we could change this system. The party
we
system
We could stop
stinks.
Them in their tracks, and we could have a constitutional republic operating
again,
running
again.
On all cylinders again.
Yes.
We can have this, but it takes enough of us though. So I went there to be a delegate, and not enough people believed in me to be the delegate. So they put the delegate that they want, and they're going to have the business as usual plan, right? Because all the people that wanted that delegate, they even literally reached out and called this guy in Hawaii and said, I know you're on vacation, buddy, but this is about to go south with Sam in here, and we got to have you. And the guy said, okay, I'll do it. And they put him on speakerphone, and they said, are you okay to do it? And they literally had a delegate that wasn't even there. Now, just imagine if our side did that kind of stuff.
It's Sam, I'm here to tell you, though, it gets worse than that in Utah.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the Republican convention in Utah said, we don't want Bob Bennett there anymore. He was the quintessential rhino, and there's a lot of other things that could
be discussed.
So
let me stop you when you say convention. The duly elected delegates, in other words,
Correct.
Following the proper process, wanted to get rid of him, right?
And they did. And the Republican establishment in the Utah legislature immediately responded and passed a law that said, oh, there's another path you can take to become a candidate. All you got to do is get enough signatures on it, and you're automatically on the Republican primary ballot. So what has happened is that they got rid of the Republican form, that meaning the Republic, nothing to do with parties ever really. They said, oh, you can go through that if you want, but we want to be able to have the name brands that we want. And that's exactly how Mitt Romney got on the ballot. Mitt Romney used his bazillions of dollars, his Bain, acquiring.
Because he lost in the caucus, people.
He did, absolutely. And he went out and got enough signatures, and then they put on a media blitz. And we, the people, not me, not you, sold our souls and said, oh, he's a member of the predominant church. He's a good
party
guy. And party, and he's got a nice haircut, whatever they used.
Yeah, and he was the hero that saved the Olympics from absolute ruin.
And I could tell you smack stories on that, too.
And they told all kinds of lies to get him there. And the reality is that most Americans don't even realize that the caucus system voted him down, that our delegates said no, that our legal appropriate representation said absolutely not. Most Americans don't even realize that happened before the media blitz, though. They just thought Mitt got on the ballot, and I guess if that's my choice, I'm going to vote for him. See, that's election fraud, Doctor.
It is, and every he started this big campaign about him being a quote-unquote conservative, again, a co-opted term. But I'm going, people, he was the governor of Massachusetts. Do they elect quote-unquote conservatives there? No, they do not. He became the godfather of Obamacare when he started RomneyCare there. He became the godfather of same-sex marriage. By his executive decree, it was the first state in the union. By executive decree, no legislative enactment, the courts didn't order it or anything, Romney said, we're marrying same sex. He was against Second Amendment rights. He was the bailout king for a lot of the 2008 things for big federal money being put into big banks. All of these things were public knowledge. And the people said, nice haircut. Good-looking guy.
They're public knowledge to folks like you and I who dig, but they're not public knowledge to the average American. And I say that because, you know, I've talked to people about this, and people all across the country are like, how on earth did you guys in Utah elect Mitt Romney? And I said, well, he got elected by fraud. You know that, right? And they're like, no. What's the story on that? People from Utah don't even know any better either.
But Sam, the one little simple question, do they elect conservatives in Massachusetts? One question. Okay, if anybody had two brain cells to rub together on this thing and had asked that question in their mind, they would have said just what you said. Of course not.
And that's what they need to do, and they don't. And that's the whole reason to really focus on this, ladies and gentlemen. Look, this Republican Accountability PAC, they're literally spending $50 million against Donald. It's Republicans taking Democrat money for that agenda. Sarah Longwell leading the pack, if you will, on this thing. What a disgrace that is. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. The next piece I want to bring to your attention is, are you a John Stockton fan?
You know what? I am. And
I am
too. Why.
Yes, sir.
And most people don't even know who the heck he is. You know, most people, if they listen to this radio program for more than about a nanosecond, they find that I am not a sports fan or a groupie of any kind other than I'm looking for proper government and I want to serve God, family, and country. But the fact of the matter, John Stockton, some decades ago, played basketball for the Utah Jazz. Stockton to Malone kind of was the run-and-gun kind of methodology and everything like that. And all of that basketball fame notwithstanding, John Stockton is a stand-up guy when it comes to principles.
Yes,
he took a stand against the COVID stuff. And he has been vocal about things. Now, maybe everything he said was focused more towards this particular aspect or venue of the COVID thing, but he was willing to take the heat. He was not one of these bought and paid for celebrity drones. He took a lot of heat for it, but you know what? He did it anyway. He was a knockaround kind of guy on the basketball court. He took a lot of elbows, and he threw more, I think. But so they really, really, I mean, he's a tough cookie. And
he is, and he's fast and smart.
COVID.
He wasn't, even in the NBA days, he wasn't interested in the limelight. He'd just simply give a polite interview and humbly walk off. The guy's humble. The guy's Christian. The guy, in my opinion, is one of the American heroes. But headline this, you'll like this. NBA legend John Stockton sues government officials over, quote, COVID persecution. WesternJournal.com with this piece. He just sued them. He said, look, you guys are persecuting people because they don't agree with you, and this has got to stop. He's got money, and he's suing, Doctor.
You know what? Like you say, I mean, he's a. I think he's got a baseline religiosity that he doesn't wear on his cuff or collar or whatever. I personally think he's a Catholic boy, but
he
I
is.
Don't
no,
know.
I know that he is. I know he is.
Okay, but here's the point. He doesn't go around, you know, trumpeting his Catholicism.
No.
He just lives a good, standard, solid life. He's a family man. I mean,
he's not even
he's
not even into the fact that he's famous. He's just like, whatever, you know?
Rich and famous. Come on.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, and the fact is that he's putting his money where his mouth is. I take my hat off to him. And I hope he's somewhere in this censorship deal that's going on at the Supreme Court today. I don't know.
I don't know if he's there or not. We're going to get into that as the broadcast unfolds. But I'm telling you, NBA legend, and I don't really like to refer to anybody as a legend because I believe that we're all God's children. And if you look at our godly and our American heritage, we're all pretty much equal. However, it's interesting when somebody is rich and famous and they kind of, I wouldn't say he's rejected his wealth and fame by any means, but he takes it humbly and appropriately, as I wish more would. The guys stand up. The guy spends his time with God, family, and country, and good on him for doing it. Our prayers are with him in the lawsuit, and we'll keep you up to date on that as it unfolds. Now, the most important case on censorship is to be heard today by the Supreme Court. It's the biggest case in over 50 years. Advocates for free speech will be descending on Washington today for a historic rally. I've got a soundbite to play. Now, a buddy of mine, his name is Lance Migliaccio, does a radio program on my syndicated radio network called Liberty News Radio. It's called The Big Mig Show. And Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne had on Dr. Pierre Corey, because Dr. Pierre Corey is one of the great organizers of this event today, which we'll be covering in more detail. But anyway, Lance introduced this rally on his Saturday show, and Dr. Corey responded. I want to play this soundbite because it's really critical to highlight what's happening here. Here it is.
Doc, I know you're going to be at a really very important event, the Rally to Reclaim Free Speech, obviously hosted and put on by the Children's Health Defense. And it's at the Supreme Court. So tell me more about that. I know you're going to be there as a speaker. Maybe you can fill in the listeners and subscribers. And I want to say something. Everybody always asks me, what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to make a difference? How do I get involved? Well, if you're in the D.C. area, here's your chance to get involved Monday, March 18th at 9 a.m. If you're in that area, if you're in close proximity, I recommend you become part of this event. So, Doc, go ahead. Tell me more about it.
And Lance, I would say, even if you're not in the D.C. area, come on down. So Monday, you know, Supreme Court steps. We are protesting when they're hearing the Murphy versus Missouri case. And, you know, that's a case about the Biden administration censoring the speech of Americans in relation to vaccines and mask mandates, early treatments, the election. And the heart of that case is not whether the Biden administration infringed on the tech companies' First Amendment rights. It's actually the government effectively turned social media companies into pro-censorship proxies by directing them to remove certain content and threatening them with consequences if they didn't. So this is America. I mean, we were founded on our on certain principles, and free speech is so central to everything that we believe in America and our society. And literally, we're in 2020, you know, in this century, and we have our government, you know, wickedly censoring speech of Americans using private corporations, threatening them and coercing them. And we're protesting. I mean, listen, how was this country founded, right? It was protesting against the British taxation. We protested against tyranny. And we're living in a tyrannical time. And if people don't rise up and show up and try to protest, then who are we? What are we? What's happening to our country?
There you have it. There's a rally. It started an hour before our show started. We're going to have a guest next hour for sure. Mickey Willis will be with us. This hour, I've got a guy working on guests at the rally now. It's a little crazy there in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court kicks off this discussion. They're going to deal with this issue at 10 a.m. This morning. So they've just started the hearings. But the point is, there's hearings in Washington, D.C. at the Supreme Court over free speech, and there's a big rally at the same time, Doctor, relating to this. It's the most important case on censorship to be heard in the last 50 years. The Supreme Court SCOTUS will be hearing arguments in this huge free speech deal today. At stake is whether the government can direct social media companies to censor speech. We'll talk about it in seconds with Dr. Bradley on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The man accused of killing three family members in Pennsylvania this weekend is being formally charged now. Authorities say Andre Gordon killed his stepmother and teenage sister with an AR-15-style assault rifle Saturday morning, then killed the mother of his two children at another home. He fled to New Jersey in a stolen vehicle where he barricaded himself inside a house and was eventually arrested. He now faces charges in both states, including first and second degree murder in Pennsylvania. Marriage rates in the U.S. are back to pre-pandemic levels. USA's Dave Collins.
New government data shows there were just over 2 million marriages in the U.S. in 2022, roughly 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people. That's the highest level since 2018. While numbers seem to have recovered from the pandemic, the last two decades have seen an overall downward trend in marriage rates. I'm Dave Collins.
One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, grow up, live up to your responsibilities. Don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. The White House nowhere near in agreement with the idea that it's time for Israel to bring new elections. At least that's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told Fox News Sunday this weekend.
He is the prime minister of Israel. We respect the sovereignty of the Israeli people.
Kirby referring to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu following Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's speech calling for new elections in Israel last week. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
with news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, freedom of speech and expression is a multi-generational issue that crosses traditional, generational, political, and cultural divides due to the fact that censorship has a chilling effect on all citizens. The Supreme Court going to deal with this free speech issue today. There's a big rally right now happening that I want to make sure you're aware of. Concurrent with the SCOTUS hearing this morning, beginning at 9 a.m. EST, so it started about an hour and a half ago or whatever, an hour ago, Children's Health Defense will be having their rally outside of the Supreme Court today. For those unable to attend in person, the event will also be streamed live on several different platforms, including DTV, X, or Twitter, if you will, Rumble. It's all over the place where people can watch it if you can't attend in person. Monday's rally becomes more urgent given President Biden's strong support of legislation to ban TikTok. Now, some people believe TikTok should be banned. I'm one that does not believe that. If we really think that the communist Chinese are as big a threat as they make it sound, then let's not be their most favored nation trading partner, and let's not have them make every product under the sun, including our military hardware, right? But the strong support to ban TikTok is a problem. It's like young people use TikTok in America big time to exchange information, ideas, art, and culture information. And so it's a serious, serious deal. Now, organizers want all Americans to demonstrate their outrage in defense of the First Amendment by raising their voices in the heart of Washington, D.C. There's a lot of speakers, which I'll tell you about in a minute, but Dr. Bradley, do you want to respond to this more?
Man, there's so many things to talk about. First of all, I'll tell you that I'm extremely excited that you have Mickey Willis coming on in your next hour, because Mickey is a unique character in this game. He's a man that flipped from the most, if you will, again, the vernacular is not a good terminology, the most liberal to the most devoted against the things. He was the guy that was, he was documenting Bernie Sanders' run for the presidency. He was all in. And when this COVID thing came up, man, he flipped and he became an advocate for liberty, an advocate for free speech. I'm just thrilled he's going to be on with you.
Yeah, Pandemic 1, 2, and 3 he's already put out. He was an American hero when he promoted the liberal agenda. The second he decided to stand up for truth, now they say he's just into conspiracy theories and whacked out and lost all of his credibility. And however, that's the mainstream press's view in bed with your government's view. The rest of us think that Mickey Willis has turned into an American hero, Doctor.
Indeed, he has. And it's interesting. After I got out of the service in the early 70s, I lived in his hometown, Ojai, California. I have firsthand boots-on-the-ground knowledge about that. He became a pariah there because of their political leanings. But
I grew up right there by Lehigh, too, in a place called Camarillo, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. I grew up, it's all in Ventura County in California. Great place. Mickey Willis, I've had him on the radio. Believe it or not, I went to an event live, and Mickey and I sat down. And believe it or not, when we started talking on the radio, man, a crowd gathered. By the time we were done there, I'm telling you right now, the whole event stopped to pay attention to the Sam Bushman, Mickey Willis interview. So there's a lot of great relationships between Mickey and us. And of course, Pierre Corey was on Lance Migliaccio and George Balanchine's show, The Big Mig, just the other day. I played that clip. So Pierre Corey's huge as well. Confirmed rally speakers, though, include Informed Consent Action Network icon and founder, filmmaker, promoting individual liberties, Del Bigtree as well. He'll be at this rally today. So will Pierre Corey. So will Mickey Willis. CHP founder, that's the children's group founder, Mary Holland will be there speaking as well. Frontline COVID Critical Care Alliance founder, Dr. Pierre Corey, will be there speaking. Paul Merrick will be there, who is a medical doctor as well and who helped was one of the co-founders with Dr. Pierre Corey on standing up against this. Aaron Carity, medical doctor, dealing with bioethics and American Democracy at the Ethics and Public Policy Center will be there. Libertarian author and publisher Jeffrey Tucker will be there. Also president of the Brownstone Institute will be there. So it's going to be a lot of star-studded people at this event. And although censorship information on COVID-19 from medical doctors, scientists, and researchers has been really the primary discussion behind this lawsuit that Missouri has with the government, they're saying that now this, because we've gone into the discovery phase, has so many facets of violating free speech, it's not even funny. They started out with a certain focus, but because of the government's belligerent abuse of the First Amendment, violation of the First Amendment, this thing has grown into a massive, massive free speech, COVID only being part of the discussion, Doctor.
Absolutely. Many things that need to be discussed in regards to this. One of the things, however, that I'll point out up front is that the Children Health Defense Group was co-founded by Bobby Kennedy Jr., who is currently running for president, and this tells you something. I mean, you've read off a list, a pantheon of people that are going to be involved in this. And people may say some of these, this list excludes certain individuals. Every single person there is an independent thinker that is not part of the establishment. I do not believe there's a single major political party, media organization, entertainment group, anything that's involved in trying to preserve the blessings of liberty and the First Amendment. You might say, well, why isn't so-and-so there? Why isn't such-and-such there? Why isn't this political party or that political party or this interest group, whatever? They are not there, Sam. And I think by exclusion, we can see where most people stand on this thing.
Yeah, and I wish I was there, and that's why we're doing so much coverage of this. Lance Migliaccio and those guys had on Pierre Corey Saturday. We're now covering the rally live right now. We're going to have a guest on next hour and covering it. We're doing the very best we can cover it. You say, Sam, why didn't you go? Answer, well, we just don't have the money to travel everywhere and be everywhere. I mean, look, for me to go to this event would probably cost $3,500. I got to take an assistant with me because we've got too much equipment for one guy to carry. We need somebody to gather the interviews while I am on the radio. We need, you know, people to set up. I'm just telling you right now, it'd probably take $3,500 for us to go to that event. And without the money, I just can't be everywhere.
Well, there's no question. I mean, you're doing what you can.
With the money, I can't be everywhere, I guess. But
here's the issue, though. With technology, you can spend an awful lot of time exposing concepts. But I will say this about that, though. I don't believe that the government censors influencing the outcome of this was the only thing about it. I believe most of the tech companies were complicit in it. I believe, like, for example, during the Donald Trump administration, I was completely deplatformed and censored. 1,500 videos in regards to things of liberty completely expunged. I believe that the big tech companies didn't just take a strong arm to get involved with the feds. Now, certainly the feds were very much interactive, very much influencing.
But you're saying they could have stood up against it, and they didn't. They threw in with the spoils.
Absolutely. They threw in with it completely. I mean, all, I don't know, I guess I can't say all because we weren't on this bent, but virtually anybody that had a presentation anywhere in the media, anywhere in anything that had to do with entertainment, anywhere in politics, anywhere on the medical profession.
And it turned
everywhere
out to be complete propaganda lies. So the headline for this basically says this: although the censorship of information on COVID-19 from medical doctors, scientists, and researchers was the primary impetus behind the Murthy versus Missouri case, they say, although that was the main reason for it. Now, it was formerly known as Missouri versus Biden. How that got changed, I don't know, but they wanted Biden's name out of it because the election is coming up. Again, more tampering with the election. So they changed Biden to Murphy or what, Murthy. But they say this, hey, that was all presented to the court, but now it goes far beyond public health issues. It's free speech is the issue. Health was just one facet of this. So SCOTUS will hear arguments on why this is a violation of the First Amendment in this hearing. And the rally aims to make sure that the American people know as well, Doctor. This is huge and one of the most important things happening today.
I cannot possibly imagine the Supreme Court of the United States ruling against the free speech issue if there's a shred of competence and principle among them.
Go ahead and skip the break.
The First Amendment was, I mean, along with religion, which is obviously there for a lot of other reasons too, but the speech and the press and the assembly and the petition, all of that stuff is there to preserve our liberty. And if, in fact, there's any collusion, and this happens all along, it's happened, I mean, you look at the Alien and Sedition Acts back in the John Adams administration. You jump forward to the Abraham Lincoln administration. For heaven's sake, he arrested dozens, if not hundreds, of newspaper editors and newspaper owners to control the information flow. You look at it, I mean, he arrested the legislature, I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, you look forward if you go into the First World War with Woodrow Wilson and this horrific censorship that happened. We have been doing censorship down through the years. It's our time on the stage. This is something the big tech companies colluded with the government. They weren't strong-armed into it, I don't believe. I mean, you look at Google, for crying out loud. You look at TikTok, for crying out loud. You look at Facebook, for crying out loud. These people...
No, they were willing partners in this, for sure.
But they
not only willing, but they were active, engaged partners. And the real question that I have is how much money went into these companies based on what sources relating to all this, Doctor? I don't think anybody's really pinpointed the cash. Did government just go in and say, hey, Mark Zuckerberg put $400 million into the elections? That's vote fraud alone. But you got to ask, if he's going to put $400 million into elections, what did he get on the back end of that? And no one's really talking about the money trail with this thing. That's where I think real pay dirt will be found, Doctor.
Well, it should be found. I mean, well, I'm confident it's there. But the fact of the matter is, everybody was in bed there trying to get the whole thing to go. And again, this is not just about COVID. This is about every single aspect of liberty. And that's why I started off with this idea. Look who's not there. Look who's not supporting the idea of free speech. And again, Donald Trump colluded with everybody to begin with. I mean, the warp speed thing, for crying out loud. I mean, this is not a Republican-Democrat.
Giving Fauci right, prime media time literally every day with updates Right?
The public health officials. I mean, Utah, for crying out loud, the total Republican leadership of Utah took every single bit of slush fund, dirty money they could, billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. Nobody knows where they went. I mean, it's
well, and people are trying to file all kinds of Freedom of Information Act requests and everything else to try to get to the bottom of where all that money went. And there are people basically crying foul, saying this is a scam. When you find out where the money went, these people are criminal. They did this in Idaho, too, when Ammon Bundy was running for governor there, et cetera. And so we've exposed this in multiple states. But the problem is, even though we expose the truth, there's not enough Americans incensed enough about it to do anything. To get anything done, to make any changes, it's like, I guess it was bad, but man, the ends justifies the means. No one knew what was going on. It was crazy at that time, and no harm, no foul. Let's move on, is what they're trying to do, Doctor.
When we got the First Amendment, it had nothing to do with nude dancing or lewd conversations. It had everything to do with preserving our liberty. It was there to make certain that a clarion call could be made when things were happening, destroying our liberty. This COVID thing is a prime example of how quickly things can devolve when they take control of the organs of communication. And that is what happened. You could not turn a radio, TV, any kind of communication on, a newspaper, if there's been any left, any of those kind of things without getting a complete censored viewpoint. Religious leaders completely complicit in this thing, sat at the planning table. I'm absolutely convinced.
Not only censored, but absolute propaganda, too. They knew it was a lie when they told it, just like they knew Some of the other things were lies when they told him about, you know, elections and about all kind of different things. They know it's a lie. So what are we talking about today? A large scale rally with terrific photo opportunities, they say. Where? The Supreme Court of the United States. And then they say First Street or whatever it is. When? Today, March 18th. The case will be argued at 10 a.m. Eastern time. This is serious business, though. This is something that how much of the mainstream press is reporting on it? You heard the top of the hour news talk about it a little bit, but it's not a major promotion like it would be if it was some other agenda item, Doctor.
This is a replay of the constant effort that's there to control the hearts and minds of the people. I mean, you look at USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Salt Lake Tribune, the Deseret News. I mean, you pick anything you want. Everything is an echo chamber of a single message. And so they do control that. And it's an effort to make everybody, you say, oh, I read four newspapers a day. No, you don't. You read one source from four different echo chambers. And that's what's happened is Americans, they don't even know what they should know in order to preserve their liberty. And
now, listen to this.
Public education.
I type into the search engine DC rally. A bunch of random stuff comes up. Nothing really even related. Watch live thousands take place in March for Israel. They talk about March 4th, Israel this. Families of hostages kidnapped. Nothing to do with the rally today, Doctor. So then I type in DC rally today. Still doesn't come up. What do I got to put in for it to come up, huh?
Freedom of speech rally today. Try that.
All right. I'm doing it.
I can't type that faster. I would. No, that's
freedom
the
of
problem.
Speech rally what? Today, DC. Here it is. Then they talk about security memo. On the September 18th rally, the New York Times, that's the first thing that comes up. It's not even related. Protesters gather in D.C. for demand free speech rally. WJLA, I don't know who that is. Free speech rally is happening today in Washington, D.C. They say it'll kick off at 12 p.m. at the Lincoln Memorial. So... anyway, then they say, here's what's to know about the pro-press Palestinian rally. Then they talk about Palestinian rallies. Look, very little on this. You've got to struggle to find the details.
Well, everything is filtered. And this is unrelated. I know we're running out of time. We don't have time to talk about it. Someday maybe we'll like to. Nicole Shanahan, proposed as the potential vice presidential nominee with Bobby Kennedy. Well, having done a little bit of backgrounding, trying to do through internet searches and everything like that, I admitted it's a very filtered process. I haven't got all the sources on her I'd like. I am not even sure she's constitutionally eligible to be a vice president or president based upon her... a parentage coming from China. And she was born 2 years after her mom and dad met here in this country. Well, that didn't give anybody time to become a citizen. I mean, but I can't prove. I'm confident her mom was not a citizen. Her dad, if he got here a little earlier, could have become a citizen, but I can't prove it. But nobody seems, if all of the articles, I've read so many articles about this, every one of them has the same source, it seems to me. They talk about the same bullet points.
Yeah, so when you see, here's the point Dr. Bradley's making. When you see a bunch of different articles, those aren't different sources if they're getting their details from the same source.
People. Incest is where they get them. Everything's incestuous in this country when it comes to the news media. And I don't want to, you know, distract from this wonderful event that's happening in D.C. right now, but I make it a point that so little of what we get has an original source behind it. If all we talk about is, regurgitating the echo chamber that's out there for all of us to hear, we don't get the whole truth.
Well, and that's why at Liberty Roundtable, we don't regurgitate that. Oftentimes, we'll pick up the same story they do, but we have a completely different focus and reason for bringing it up than they do, right? We don't talk about what they talk about. We bring up a story, and we have a lot of different reasons for the stories we bring up. For example, special prosecutor appointed to convict Trump, Nathan Wade resigns. So the bottom line is now they're letting this Fannie Willis lady continue on, and Nathan Wade resigns. Never mind the criminal activity and perjuring themselves before the court. They both perjured themselves in court and lied, got caught lying. No harm, no foul, doctor. This is where the American people need to get incensed and say, have you lost your mind? Prosecute them now, right?
Absolutely. And sir, so here's Fannie. You know, you talk about their lying under oath. How can we have any confidence if the person that's actually doing the prosecution has demonstrated herself to be a lying, manipulating individual that absolutely is not driven by character? And she's allowed to continue on the case when she has violated not only her oath of office, but her oath before the court that was taken as a so help me God kind of thing, where that's what the oaths before the courts are. Washington spoke of this in his farewell address. What happens when we set aside our oaths that happen in the courts to bring out truth and justice are violated by the very people that are supposed to be seeking truth and justice? And it's public knowledge. Nobody's talking about this. Nobody brings this up. It's absolutely a travesty. And so we wonder why our nation's slipping between our fingers. And you know what, Sam? Every time we come on, you know, on and I say, I got 15 more things I'd love to talk to, or 27 here or whatever, we just touch the surface of these things because it's a target-rich environment. You can shoot any direction you want.
Yes, on one hand, we touch the surface. On the other hand, though, we dig in enough to give people the information they need.
If they'll see, you can't just meet, eat, and retreat here. You can't just listen to Sam.
That's right.
And say, oh, man, that was an interesting story. Okay, what's for breakfast? Think about this stuff. If anybody had done that with Mitt Romney when he was running for president too, but for Senate in the state of Utah, they would have says, not only no, but heck no. We will not take this man.
They would have shut him down. But again, when the media controls everything, when big money controls everything, and the average American is not engaged, we have these problems that we're facing, ladies and gentlemen. And I say that we dig in enough to make a difference, though. So spread the word about the rally today, even if you can't be there. You know what? Find the rally online and watch it, right? Realize the Republican Accountability Group, this PAC, is literally funding elections, funding Republicans with Democrat big money. Well, that's criminal. That's election tampering. How can Mark Zuckerberg put $400 million in? No harm, no foul. He's gearing up to do it again. And yet Sam Bushman is restricted to how much can I put in, $2,200 or whatever the number is, and other than that, I'm locked down. They've found ways to circumvent the intent. Now, I'm not really a guy that wants to restrict everybody's money and control and have all these regulations. But what I'm telling you is while we have them, you can't give Mark Zuckerberg the ability to spend as much money on elections as he wants, but ratchet down Sam Bushman because Sam Bushman doesn't have a, quote, special pack or whatever else. Okay, what about this NBA legend John Stockton suing the government officials over persecution? Look, we need to back that lawsuit, keep an eye on that lawsuit. We need to demand that Fannie Willis is fired and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. We need to promote this case on censorship and say, look, this is not acceptable at all. People have got to get involved. Anyway, we dig in enough to make sure people know what they need to do, but they've got to do it, doctor.
Engage or lose it. I mean, we the people are solely responsible for preserving the blessings of liberty. Nobody else can. Well, God will help us, but we got no
He'll only help us
Washington.
If we do our part first, though. He doesn't force. Step He's willing, in. But his arms are stretched out still. Let's take advantage of it. Dr. Bradley, thank you. We'll talk soon. We'll talk Friday. FreedomsRisingSun.com for the good doctor. LovingLiberty.net. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. God save the Republic.